He just didn't know how to deal with his emotions. He loved you so much that he just couldn't control himself.
Yeah.
He didn't know how to act.
And look at you. You swerved him, and you will never find someone that loves you the way he loved you.
That is brutal.
That's rough. I want to go back to the fact that anytime we hang out, you bring another man.
No, we're not rolling.
No, we're rolling. It's the timer's going. We're going to talk about this on camera.
All right.
You bring a man, another man.
Maybe he's nervous to be around you alone. You ever thought about that?
Are you nervy to be around me alone?
No.
So why do you always bring another man to hang out?
Okay. I think I've done that like maybe twice.
We go to the rail yard, brings Garrett.
I was going to say.
Friday party at the office, brings Garrett. I finally get a chance to hang out with him during a Lions game, bring Gary.
Gary's going to be there.
He likes G guys.
Gary's just pattern. Already. my guy Rolodex is literally just G's.
Just G's.
And one S.
Sean.
Is it just one S?
Yes.
Don't lie to me. Do you hang out with other men, like, when you're not around me? I just want to know. Like, I feel like it's
fair. I have other guy friends.
Damn, does that hurt?
Okay, let's talk. So, ouch. Have you always had a small friend group?
Yeah, always, yeah. I've never had, like, a big friend group.
I just didn't know if it, like, fell off after high school or, like, after you went to the Marine Corps.
No,
like,
it was always small. Like, I've only ever had one or two friends at a time. Yeah. I'm a very loyal person.
I've always been a small circle guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Marine Corps, I just Darby.
I don't know what it is, but I can't maintain that many friendships.
Me either.
Like even like with clients and stuff. So I've got buddies, we'll use the term buddies in lieu of friends, because I think friends are like the guys I hang out with.
Yeah.
My buddies are like people that if I saw at a bar, I'd go sit and talk with. But I don't like go out of my way to hang out with them. And it's not because I don't want to. And if any of these guys happen to see this, like I love their friendship, but it's so hard to maintain more than like two friendships for me. And maybe it's because of work or like my personal life. I don't have a ton of free time.
I was talking to a girl the other day and she goes, just what are you going to go do tonight? She's like, you should go hang out with your friends. And I was like, oh no. I got to tell her. I don't have anybody.
Oh no, because my mom called me last night while I'm at the gym. And she's like, hey, you going to do anything fun tonight? And I was like, huh? I was like, I was planning on coming out to like your place to hang out with my siblings because, you know, just to watch them trick or treat. And she's like, oh, well, like, do you want the good news or the bad news? Bad news is that they don't want to hang out with us, so they're all going over to their friends' houses. And I was like, oh. And she's like, well, aren't you and your friends going to do something fun? I was like, Mom, who are you talking about right now? And she's like, well, Sean and Lakin. And I was like, okay, Sean lives in Bay City.
As a child.
And as a kid.
Yeah.
And Lakin is like 21 and probably has friends that are way cooler than us.
With my parents.
Yeah. Oh, and plus Chris, Lakin turned 21.
Lakin's 21 now.
Turned 21.
Yeah, we can say her age publicly.
Yeah, she can legally drink.
Yeah.
There's a couple photos I can finally post on the book of the face.
You have to scrub the date stamps, though.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll just screenshot it and then repost.
Good call.
Good idea.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that. Yeah. Dude, I don't know what it is. Why I can't like maintain man relationships, but like I just don't find guys.
Women relationships though.
Oh, I'm
you
great
also
at that.
Can't maintain. Well,
maybe I'm not great at that.
Maybe.
But I'm just not a.
Yeah. No, I get that. Like I said, I've never felt the. I also just don't feel like I need more than like one or two guy friends.
There's also there's a shocking amount of people that have never been to my house.
Like friends.
Friends, family.
Huh.
Like. My grandma knows where I live. I know you've like come over like a couple, but you've never come over to hang out.
Well, not one on one.
You're also grown men.
No, I've come over for like social events. We've had a couple like work events there.
Yeah, but like you could come over to like grab beer and like stare at the wall with me or something.
Yeah.
Do I could go buy like a new piece of 2x4 and like we could like look at it.
We could do that.
That'd be like a guy thing to do.
have some beers.
Like, well, I mean, it's like when I go like hang out with Mac, it's always the same thing. I walk in.
It's the sunroom.
You want a beer. It's either the sunroom, the back porch, so you can have like a little smoky toke, or we sit in the garage and just drink beer.
Yep.
That's it. That's what we do.
Yeah.
For hours. And so I'm good with that. Like, I like that.
But. So there was a TikTok I saw a while back about a group of guys in like Wisconsin or something. I think they all worked at a brewery and they did a garage crawl. So they went to everybody's garage and just drank in their garage. It was like the manliest thing. You've got
that's the cutest thing.
They hit six garages and each garage was like decorative. So you've got the guy that's like a gearhead and he's got like his Harleys and stuff. You've got the next guy that's like collects all the eclectic neon and like old beer signs and he's got a pool table. And then you go to the next guy and his garage is kind of like a gym, but he's got, you know, a bar section. It was really cool.
See, this is what makes me like rethink my life, because I'm sitting here going, man, like that sounds awesome, but I don't want anyone in my garage.
Right.
Like I don't want anyone.
But your garage also isn't decorated, is it?
No, I mean, my garage is filled with kitchen cabinets that are about to redo my whole kitchen.
Yeah, right.
That's the other thing. Like, I'm always doing things. Yeah. Why? I can't sit still.
Why are you getting new kitchen cabinets when you could just paint your old ones?
Well, he's already got the new ones.
I already have the new ones.
But like, why?
I'm not going to paint my kitchen.
You could be a DIY queen.
I am a DIY queen.
But are your cabinets solid wood?
They're like that oak.
I mean, you could paint those.
I'm not going to paint my kitchen cabinets.
You could pay me, I'd do it.
But it also, like, and like it depends on what the doors look like. Because if the doors aren't that like modern square shaker, then it would just, it'd be like white. But like, do they have any rounded?
Yeah, it's like the old school oak shit. I don't like it.
I mean, I've been to your house, I know.
That's one way to start some rumors.
Yeah. So.
So how, trying to.
What have you been up to the last couple of weeks, huh?
Absolutely.
What's new in your.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh. No, that's not very exciting.
No, it's not. My life sucks. But you know whose life it doesn't suck? Tom Brady.
No, his life definitely sucks right now.
It does suck. Giselle is pregnant.
Yeah.
Who's
with
Giselle?
Her,
his wife?
His ex-wife.
You clearly didn't watch the roast.
I have no idea.
And the roast
I barely
was
know who
great.
Tom Brady is.
You don't know who Tom Brady is?
Okay, I know who Tom Brady is.
Oh,
this episode could end real fast.
Oh, my God.
I could actually just get up and leave.
Where would you go? He drove.
So, Tom Brady. Giselle is
so
pregnant.
So Giselle's pregnant. And Tom Brady posts a very sad story.
And you saw this. I didn't see this.
I did, yeah. Well, so what made it sad was the song Landslide in the back by the Dixie Chicks. Josh, can you pull up the – there's just a screenshot. Yeah, there you go. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love?
Wow.
Wow.
And then that's I think poetic. There's like – the next image, though, is like – oh, maybe not. It was like, how will my, because it like goes with the video. It's like, how will my inner child like recover or something like that? And then Landslide is playing in the back by the Dixie Chicks. Like, come on.
Dixie Chicks?
Dixie Chicks.
Dixie Chicks.
I might have saw it last night was in my feels, or the other night was in my feels a little bit.
Yeah. Do you relate to that?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
Maybe last night I did, but
see, that's tough because like he's got, you know, he's got kids with her too. Kids or a kid?
Two kids?
That's what I thought.
Don't fucking ask me.
Two kids. Did you just swear on the potty?
Shut the
again two times. Well, you turned 21 and you use grown up language.
Grown up language.
It was funny watching the Trump Rogan podcast and hearing Rogan swear.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Trump like, didn't at all. Yeah. He didn't say hell.
Well, didn't he go for that to the J.D. Vance podcast? And J.D. Vance is just dropping F-bombs,
is
saying
he really?
Wants to hang out with Hunter Biden. He goes, so in the podcast, he goes.
The one with Theo Von?
Well, that one was great, too. Theo Von literally said, complained about not being able to do cocaine anymore to freaking J.D. Vance.
I love Theo Von.
He's like, in this country, you can't even do cocaine anymore.
The Trump one was funny because it seemed like Trump was being a bit of a therapist for Theo Von because he was asking about his old drug problems.
Oh, yeah. It was his best interview by far. The J.D. Vance one on Theo Von was top 10 all-time best interviews. But yeah, no, he was dropping F-bombs on the Rogan podcast. At one point, Rogan's mic stopped working, which like never happens.
Yeah.
And they were just talking about Russia. And he was like, oh no, the Russians are listening. Fuck. I was like, oh dude, funny. This is great. It was phenomenal. But yeah, so Tom Brady. Dude, if Tom Brady can't keep a girl, what are we?
All right. I see what you mean by that.
Yeah.
But like,
what am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Sometimes there's, you know, you trouble at home that you don't see.
What trouble?
Nobody knows what actually happens behind closed doors.
Well, she was cheating behind closed doors.
Yeah, but how available is he to her? Like, you got to imagine it's not just about who you are and like all that.
You're one of those. Is this how you justify hanging out with other men?
Probably.
Because they're available? Well, they sure live closer than you do.
Yep. Ooh. Probably don't send you. I'll call you right back when you call me. messages. Yeah. The rumor was, she didn't want him to play any more football.
Yeah.
And then he went.
That had been for a long time.
Remember,
though.
He retired.
Right.
And then he was like, just kidding.
I'm back.
Brady's back.
I'm winning another ring.
And then, yeah. I got to imagine that was the nail in the coffin, but you can't say that that's the nail in the coffin if you're banging your jiu-jitsu instructor for like 2 years.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yep. No, I don't think that works that way.
And then, so obviously this was like the week of breakups because also Zach Bryan and Chicken Fry broke up.
Chicken Fry. That is sad.
Imagine breaking up with that freaking gorgeous.
You know who else human. I just saw was, do you watch any Grand Thumb? No, he's like a YouTube guy. Mm-mm. Does gun reviews and stuff. He's getting a divorce.
You're so manly.
He's big in the 2A community. Yeah,
dude. Man.
But people are hating on him right now.
I mean, I'm just looking at Zach Bryan and I'm like, dude, like you were dating a just 12 star.
10 out of 10. She was amazing.
She has got it all.
She's so pretty. She's nice. Funny. She's so nice.
I'm going to say something. Ooh. A little controversial.
Oh, no.
I would pick Bree Chicken Fry over Kristen Cavallari.
I knew that was coming.
Really?
Yeah. She's brunette. I got a... Yeah. She's my brunette baddie.
But like, also, apparently
she seems more down to earth too.
Yeah. I feel like she'd... That counts. She'd want to... Like, if I'm in the garage and drinking a beer,
She'd want to be out there
drinking a beer in the garage with me.
She'd also want to go to your $10 burger dive bar dates.
Oh, dude. Kristen she would want to go to the chicken tendies dates too. Yeah. If I'm like, hey, I want to go to the corner bar, she'd be like, I'm already in the car, babe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh. She's so perfect in every way. And he's like losing hair. You think he's hot, don't you?
No, actually.
Say it.
No, I don't, actually.
I've heard you make comments.
Do you think Matt Rife is hot?
No.
Really?
Oh, that's controversial.
No. Yeah, that is probably a bit.
He also made a very misogynistic thing.
Dude, Zach Bryan's had a lot. Yeah.
I'm talking about Matt Rife.
Oh.
And he's
a comedian.
He said,
he went on a tangent one time. There's something called inside thoughts.
Yeah.
And he lets them come out.
And as soon as they came out, I was like,
it's a part of his inside job.
I don't think he was joking, though, no, is the problem. Wasn't. It was a very serious question, and he answered it, and he was.
Do we think Tony Hinchcliffe was joking when he said Puerto Rico is a
garbage can?
A pile of floating garbage?
I don't know what his goal was on that. Like, because I didn't find any of his shit that funny.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even know who he was.
You didn't know who Tony Hinchcliffe was?
No, I
never seen Kill Tony.
I'd never seen Kill Tony. I've heard you talk about Kill Tony.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it. And then I was like, oh, he did the three people that sit there and he's one of them.
Yep.
And yeah. I don't know. I didn't find like any of that funny, but.
Well, Trump was pretty much immediately like, I don't know who that guy is. He probably shouldn't have been up there.
Well, yeah, of course he's going to disavow from that.
Yeah.
Speaking of misogynistic comments, did you hear Mark Cuban's comments on women? He's in hot water this morning, dude. He basically said that, I know this isn't supposed to be like a political podcast, but he basically said that there's no smart women around Trump and like no women of value around Trump.
Wow.
Yeah. It was pretty hurtful.
It is election week.
Yeah, there's everything. Everybody's trying to tensions
are flaring. I went and voted the other day. It was like a 45-minute wait to early vote. Yeah. I'm hearing everywhere is like an hour and a half, 2 hour wait to vote early. It's crazy.
So it's record turnouts for early voting.
Yeah, it is record turnouts. So back to Zach Bryan. So he, I guess, broke up with her
over like on a post.
On a, like, they hadn't officially broken up yet, and then he broke up with her via an Instagram story.
Like, she woke up to it.
Yeah.
I never saw that. I wish I did.
I did. Well, so here's what happened. He does it. I go look at it, and then I go back to go look at it like 10 minutes later. And
like,
he deleted his Instagram for a little, which he does.
Yeah. So he's been in some hot water for some of his.
He'll delete his Twitter
stuff
or whatever.
Every other time.
Yeah.
Dave Portnoy's shot back at him was phenomenal. Because
really?
So Zach Bryan did a post and it was like, it's something that he was taking shots at Taylor Swift, which Dave, King of the Swifties. And he, Josh, can you try to find that?
Sorry, I did not know that he took shots at Taylor Swift.
Yeah, he took shots at Taylor
Swift.
And
then apologized for it.
And then now,
that's not a good look.
Dave,
man,
has just been going on podcast after podcast just shitting on Zach Bryan.
That's so
every
funny.
Every single
because,
podcast.
Because like, he's
like,
you hurt my baby.
Yeah.
You're going to pay for
it. He's like, basically just like, I never liked the guy. Here's what happened. Here's the first interaction. I don't know if I'm even allowed to talk about it. Looks over. He's like, can I talk about this? Some girl is in the back and she's like, yeah, you can talk about it. And he just goes ham and goes off and just goes off. But yeah, I guess, I don't know. She's all mad. They didn't even shoot a potty this week.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, imagine you
the backstory.
And who are they trying to ship Brianna Chicken Fry with now? I saw.
Oh, I don't know.
She's getting shitted on right now, though.
Why?
Before. I don't know. So there's like, she did, she's made comments recently, and I guess like the fans, and I'm like, if you read the comments on like the TikToks, it, every single one, you can't ever make me like you, Brie. You can't ever make me like Brianna Chicken Fry. Like,
wow.
She's getting, but you put two and two together. She
like
clearly
Zach
wasn't
Bryan fans?
Doing like this has clearly been going on for a while because people said like about a month ago that she wasn't acting her normal self. So clearly there was like issues going on in the relationship.
Yeah.
And then now obviously it all comes out and then she makes a video. She's crying on her bathroom floor. I don't know. I just don't like Zach Bryan now. Well, and then he just released that song about her too, the 28.
Really?
The 28 song?
Is about her? I didn't know that.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I've disavowed it from my memory for hurting my baby, my sweet baby angel.
Yeah.
My sweet baby ex, future ex-wife.
Well, this is your chance to shit on Zach Bryan and maybe we can send it to Brie.
I
never liked the guy. I'm going to be honest.
I didn't like him.
But we love you.
Didn't like his music. He's got a couple good hits. Great for you. Maybe don't cheat on your wife while she's deployed.
Fact.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Wow.
You didn't know that?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. He cheated on his wife.
Girls don't talk about it. They all know. They don't talk about it, though, because, Zach Bryan's hot.
No.
He's a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit.
She deployed because they were in the Navy together.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
They had gotten same story from all the other girlfriends that he has. They get married fast.
Yeah.
She deploys. He cheats on her, and then he files for divorce.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
and then
a piece
he
shit.
he wrote a whole album about her, but never released it for her privacy.
His ex-wife. Wow.
Yeah. He's not a good human.
No. Yeah.
Well, and he's one of those guys, he came to fame through TikTok, really.
Yeah.
Right? So he didn't come through like the normal Nashville celebrity channel.
Yeah. You know? Did you know Justin Bieber made it to fame through YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was like in your guys' era, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. When
it's like
his
Maddie
song?
B raps, man.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't like him. I tell you what though, if Brie Chicken Fry ever wants some chicken tendies in the Midwest, we'll fly her out here.
I think I could take her on a better date than you could.
She probably could. Lakin should take Brie Chicken Fry on a date.
Can I come?
No.
Can I watch?
We get her in the friend group though.
Oh, that'd be cool.
She would not. We're not funny enough for her.
Are you kidding me?
All right.
Smash is the funniest guy that I hang out with.
Whoa. I don't know.
That's
that.
Your only guy that you hang out with.
Yeah, well, we don't talk about that.
I don't know that I'm the funny one. I think you might be.
Wow, he's being so sweet and nice to you.
It's nice. I like it when he's nice to me. So again, Tom Brady that can't last in a relationship. You got Brianna Chicken Fry, who's a goddess of a woman,
but still gets broken up with.
Still gets broken up with. Well, we're all doomed.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that means we're all doomed. I think that's just a perfect example that like being perfect doesn't make your relationships perfect.
Well, you know what it comes down to with Zach Bryan?
Just didn't like you that much.
He just didn't like her that much, too.
Yeah.
Just didn't like her. But I guess, like, he buys... So here's his story. Here's what he does.
Buys, like, crazy gifts?
He buys a house, gets a dog for the girl.
Yeah.
And then it's a year and a half in, and they break up. It's, like, 9 months to a year and a half.
That's a lot of mortgages.
I feel like he can afford it, though.
Like, yeah, probably. Probably pays cash.
I want him as a buyer.
Oh,
you ever want to buy in Michigan?
Like, that
let me
is
know.
The ultimate, like, that's the ultimate player.
Yeah.
If you had the money and you could just buy a girl a house, would you do it?
I don't know that I would, actually, no. I don't know that I would.
I'd buy him a little shack.
Do you think that's like...
I think a car would be kind of the limit.
But see, he's buying houses in, like, the Midwest, like... It's the price of a car.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's like Oklahoma.
Some shit town.
It's like Nebraska.
Yeah.
He just buys her a house in like a cornfield
in Nebraska.
No, it's
like Nebraska, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Some shit town with the wrong name.
Oh, man. That's the ultimate like love bombing, gift giving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty crappy.
Do you guys think that love bombing
works? I was about to ask, Sean, you kind of might be the local resident expert of love bombing here.
Why'd you both look at me when, oh yeah, love bombing works.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy love bombing women?
No.
You sure about that?
Here's what happened. Here's the story.
There we go.
There was this, because this love bombing is like a new thing. Like, new word.
The term.
Yeah. It was, like, a couple years ago, and there's this therapist, and she's like, there's this new trend, you guys, everyone's got to look out for it, like, and I'm watching the video, and I sent it to Darby, and I was like, Darby, I need you to watch this video, dude, because...
Like, this is my game plan.
I think
this is my
what
playbook.
I do. I think this is what I do.
I already do this. Yeah. I'm ahead of the game.
But I've been love bombed, too.
Yeah.
Dude, it works.
Yeah.
The king of love bombing gets love bombed, and I'm like... You love me?
Yeah.
You're like really? Falling for it. You're
you,
like, oh
you
my
love
gosh.
Me? And
stop
I just it get you get entwined because everyone wants love, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone wants love. And,
and we're in that world where like we want everything so fast nowadays. It's all about like how
instant
quick can we get it? Yeah, instant gratification. How quick can we get there?
Well, it's like you want the dream, right? And it's hard to, I think everyone's on different levels in dating, right? And maybe I'm here and you're here. And I like you and I feel like we're a match and I'm like, I'm ready for that next step. And so it's like, it's hard to sit back and just be like, I'm going to take my time with it.
Yeah.
I think that's hard for anybody that's at like a certain level.
Yeah.
Or at a certain age.
Or that hurtful. So it's, I think love bombing. Did you guys fist bomb? Are you fucking kidding me right now? God. Love bombing definitely works. I got love bombed by, we'll call her E. Because her first name starts with E.
Yeah.
A few years ago.
Really?
Oh,
like,
it was
we didn't
like,
know.
A couple years back.
Yeah. It wasn't that long into it. And she was like, I got to tell you something. I'm like, okay, what? She's like, I think I really love you. And then
I
she like
really
sits Whoa. There and describes like how much she loves me. And at first I'm like, shut the fuck up, dude.
You're
like,
playing
you
with me.
You don't
right
love
now.
Me. And then by the end of the 10
You're
minutes
like,
of her
convinced.
Just love bombing me, I'm like, no, I believe you.
Yeah. Let's get married right now.
Let's go to Vegas right now. I believe you. No one will ever love me in the way you love me.
Yep,
and
you're the only one for me.
Let's run to Vegas. So yes, love bombing works. Have you ever been love bombed?
Yeah.
By who?
Well, you're a girl, I feel like.
Yeah, girls get love bombed all the time.
Yeah.
But by douchebags, yeah.
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 But I have been in situations that it's maybe someone that came back that love bombed me. But also, one of my... I dated a guy when I was 18. Yeah, it was like freshly when I turned 18.
That was and like yesterday.
He was like a terrible person, but he was like... I think I love you. And I'm like, I don't even know your middle name. So, yeah, but he was doing a bunch of nice shit for me and like.
Okay, but pause. How do you know he didn't just love you?
No, he didn't.
How do you know?
Because he was a really shitty person to me.
No, but he told you he did.
Yeah, but he told you he loved you.
Shut up, because you're trying to convince me right now.
Are you sure he didn't?
What is it called? Gaslighting. You're gaslighting me right now.
Call him up right
his
now.
His capacity for love might just be that big.
Stop.
What if his heart...
Our knees are touching.
Yeah, I don't like it. What if his heart was in...
His heart is like this big.
What if he never matured past the age of 6 and he thought being mean to you was his way of showing you that he loves you?
That's wild then.
He just didn't know how to deal with his emotions. He loved you so much that he just couldn't control himself.
Yeah.
He didn't know how to act.
And look at you. You swerved him and you will never find someone that loves you the way he loved you.
That is brutal.
That's rough.
It's over now.
He'll never love you again.
Thank God. I ran into him a couple months back.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I didn't know he worked at a restaurant in our local area.
God, it sucks to be as young as you. And like, that's like peak performance at that. He like is a top server.
Like, yeah. I walked in to this restaurant and it was with my friend Raylan. And,
Oh, Raylan's going to be watching, by the way. She follows me. She watches every time. Yeah.
Stop it. Hi.
She added me on Facebook.
Really? Oh, she asked if you paid for your,
blue check mark?
Yeah.
No, it's just given to me by the
sure
by Mark Zuck.
He's like,
by
she's Zucks. Like, did he pay for his followers?
I didn't pay for my followers. No. You don't get to pay for followers.
Anyways, back to my story. We walk into this restaurant and it's a hallway, and I'm like talking to Raylan because she's behind me. I'm not really paying attention, and then I look straight and I just lock eyes with him, and I'm like, is it like too late to turn my ass around? But then I saw my ex's cousin's fiance. So that kind of took my mind off of things.
Did you go ask him if he still loves you?
No.
Oh.
I love how in this small town of yours, you're just always running into, and you can always.
Exes.
You're going to be able to probably hear that just, you know, on the
show.
No,
that's my phone and it's over there.
I was going
to
say.
It's nice. Over yonder.
Anyways, sorry, so you just run into people that you know everywhere you go.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I ran into my ex's cousin's fiance's brother's sister's uncle's stepson and like, their nephew.
I saw...
Who love-bombed me one time.
Who love-bombed me one time.
Like I saw the other day, I was in Kroger. This could have been like 3 months ago, by the way.
I was
going
to say, everything Lakin does was just the other day, and she saw somebody that she knew because it was
her
client's friend's sister's
aunt. Blows my mind that she can even remember anything, because, like, let's be honest, she's got
zero
memories of anything.
I have short-term memory loss, but I can remember someone so easily. So easily. Like
people click for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you do names very well?
No, I can do faces though.
Yeah.
You know, like the faces. Michael Scott thing where like it's a describing feature and it's really rude. If you look through my phone.
Let's say your whole contact list.
Dude, it is bad. It's just like blonde from bar, brunette from bar, the brunette from that bar. Like it's, and then, but I read
brunette
it and I'm like, oh,
red top.
Where's, the brunette
where's,
from that bar.
Where's the describing feature part? Is it just their hair color?
Well, I mean like, well, eventually I run out the brunette from that bar.
Yeah, so
there's
one with. Big eyebrows and
yeah,
yeah.
Like the one
nice
that was
tea.
Nice to me that one time.
Oh,
my high school bully.
Do you put this in the notes? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'll do like a thing for the contact name, and then like I'll make notes. Mm. I'm the king. So like contact notes are the best. You want to impress a girl? Here's what you do. Here's the move. Are you ready? I'm gonna let everybody steal this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Like nobody's ever thought of this.
When you take a girl out for coffee, okay? Because you're gonna go on a little coffee date, right?
Not
go
you,
pull
bitch.
Up her contact in front of her and put in the contact notes her drink order.
Yeah.
And make sure she sees it. It's the move. You don't believe me, do you?
No.
I'm telling you, it's the move, dude.
I feel like that.
Okay.
That probably.
From a woman's point.
Oh, here we go.
I don't think that you need to show her, but however, if you ever get her coffee,
yep.
You know
proving
her order.
Proving that you know her order, I think, goes further than showing her.
Because then
her
you can just show up with it.
Yeah,
and it's, oh my God, he remembered. He was paying attention. He was listening
Lakin,
to me.
That is a huge assumption that I ever see her for a second coffee date.
So.
Yeah.
You got a fair fucking point, though.
I do, yeah.
Fair point.
When's the last time you had a second date?
A second date?
Yeah.
You do a lot of first dates.
You do a lot of first dates. What are? How many second dates have you had? When's the last time you had a second date?
How many repeat offenders?
I'll
are
fucking
in there?
Grill you right now.
Second dates? Yeah. I can probably count on one hand how many second dates that I've ever been on.
Ever? Okay, when's the most recent second date that you've all right. been on?
That can't be true.
Okay, S dog. S dog.
Yeah, but then before her there was the E.
E dog.
Yep.
I was like,
those
wait.
Both got second dates.
I do. Yeah.
There's the other E dog from last year that went to a second date.
Yeah.
Okay. So sometimes, well, yeah, but our second date was like our first date because our first date was a group date with you and your ex.
Yeah.
So I don't know that.
K dog. K dog's been around for a lot of dates.
K dog and I have only ever been on like one date.
Really?
K dog.
Yeah. That's not how our like how that whole thing went down.
Yeah.
K dog and I just kind of like started hanging out one day.
But you guys go out to dinner. You went out.
We've gone out on like an actual like go out together twice.
Really?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Dude, take her to like Grazie or something, dude.
Does K-Dog watch the podcast?
Yeah, she'll watch it.
Hi.
She probably hates you.
Well, I heard you kicked him in the balls, so.
No, she punched him in the balls.
Oh, whatever. It was something with his balls.
That being
so.
Said, K-Dog may be my current favorite for the running of future Mrs. McNeil.
I was going to say, K-Dog, you've always been in the lead for us.
That's a lie. Don't lie to the K-Dog.
K-Dog has been around, though. She's the most stable person in your fucking life. Let's be honest here.
I'm not going to make the joke, dude. Don't look at me. Don't look at me with those eyes.
Okay.
I'm not going to make the joke.
Right. Puppy.
Second dates. Yeah. How often? You don't even go on dates. So I don't want to hear
I don't think I've ever really done the whole dating thing.
You
yeah.
go on. You just want to crush men, Mrs. 1974.
Stop putting your fingers on the microphone, please.
Yeah. You just want to crush men.
What is... What?
There was a while there where you were dating men just to hurt their feelings.
Okay, that was like the beginning of this year.
Yep. It's so hurtful to those men that experienced it. And it's not nice.
Is it though?
I think you should apologize to those men.
I'm not talking to my ex. Thank you.
So.
Wait. Pause. Ex? What did he was he one of them that like you hurt intentionally?
Not intentionally, but the man, come on, broke up with me in December.
Have you ever slipped and fallen into your ex?
In a frat bathroom, I heard.
He broke up with you with forehead?
The forehead.
The forehead?
Stop calling him the forehead.
Well, that's how he saved in my phone. I still don't know his name. I still
he
don't
doesn't
know
his name either.
I don't know his name.
I will never tell you because I believe that he still deserves some sort
and
of privacy.
Based on people that you go to coffee with, you have a thing with guys with foreheads.
Oh, that's good. Dude, that was good. That took a second to register.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
Oh, God. I wish you could pull up a photo of him and just roast
him
on here.
Oh, me too.
Oh, no, we can't do
that.
That
wasn't a date. To be specific, that
I think
was not
thought,
a date.
I think he
thought it
was
a date. I thought it was
dude,
business.
He's like... Didn't we do some background?
Also,
like,
he totally is going to watch
like,
his podcast.
He has a girlfriend or something?
He has a girlfriend, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, does his girlfriend know that he's out hugging girls?
Okay, this was like back
okay,
in...
Okay, well like...
When was this? July?
Can you hug another girl when you're in a relationship?
No.
Really?
Thank God. Thank God.
Really?
No, like
I'm
that.
Not, no.
Don't that's even weird. Look at another woman. Okay, I'm kidding. So I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You go to the bar, you're with your girlfriend, or even a date... And you see somebody else, like another girl that you know from like 3 years ago that you've never had any like relationship with.
Then why am
why
I talking
are you hugging
to
them?
Her?
You were friends.
Why would I be friends with a girl?
All right. Sorry. You knew them 15 years ago when you went to high school.
They maybe get a what's up.
That's it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm
how would you feel if your girlfriend was hugging guys?
I don't know. I think.
Have
like,
you met
I'm a
his
hugger.
Ex-girlfriend? She was hugging every guy.
Well, yeah.
I would give her hugs.
Dude,
people and where
you
did
know?
It go?
I gave her hugs.
You know why? Because they just didn't like each other that much.
All right.
Anyways.
Moving on.
No hugging, no friends.
I'm so glad we got off the topic of my breakup. there?
Yeah, we'll come back.
Way to bring
it.
Us back.
Yeah, we'll come back.
You fucking shot yourself in the foot there, dumbass. Don't do that.
you guys forget about things, and then if I don't bring them up, we will literally never come back to them. Not that I'm doing the
weave.
Want to.
I'm doing the weave.
Do the weave.
You're the weaver.
Not many weavers around these days.
Yeah. But I'm the weaver. I'm the best weaver. The best weaver. Ask anyone. They'll tell you. I'm the weaver. You gotta weave.
My cousin does the best Trump impression ever. It's so funny.
I think, what's this? Kevin Hart has the best Trump impression. Like, better than Shane Gillis, I think.
I don't think Shane's is that good.
I think his...
Shane Gillis is funny, though.
Yeah, he is funny. Remember when you were going to go to the thing and then I ended up going with Sebastian instead?
Yeah,
that
you guys
was
had
10 out
the
of 10.
Greatest time, though.
We did have a good
fuck
day.
That guy in the orange jacket.
Fuck that
though.
Guy in the orange jacket.
Not again.
So I have this thing called boundaries in a relationship.
No, you don't.
What are they?
Oh.
No guy friends. That's a hot take right now.
Okay.
No guy friends.
At all.
No.
At all.
No girls here? Trips. We're not doing that shit. Yeah, we're not doing girls' trips.
What about, like, bachelorette parties?
No, hell no. Like, yeah, out of state?
That's how you get
no,
cheated on.
No, but, like, yeah. Bachelorette trips?
No.
Do you not trust your
but
girlfriend?
You get bachelorette trip out of that relationship if you want.
Bachelorette trip and fall into somebody else's dick.
Yeah. Trip and fall on your fucking ex. That ain't happening.
Yeah.
I just, no. You're, okay, so I love this. Thank you for bringing this up, Lakin. Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about it.
Because you're like, what, like a 4 out of 10? So let's put you in like a situation where you're all done up. You're looking good. Maybe you're like, you're now like a Midwest 10, right? Like an Oklahoma 9, right? And you go out to the bar in your Midwest town and I don't know, some shit town you never even heard of before. And you're the prettiest thing that any of those guys have ever seen, right? Every single one of those guys is going to hit on you. And you know who their competition is that night? One guy. One guy. Because you're in a relationship. It's one guy. It's not every guy. It's one guy. That's their competition. You're putting your girl in that situation? No way. Absolutely not. Hot take. Don't care. Roast me. Cancel me. Not going to happen. This guy ain't getting cheated on and hurt again. Okay?
Go ahead,
give me your opinion, Lakin.
No.
So you just have unhealthy boundaries because you've been cheated on. Her.
I don't think that. I don't think that that's an unhealthy boundary.
I don't know. I think.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then, for the sake of argument, you and I are dating. You go on your little girls trip. I go to Vegas with the boys.
How much do I actually care?
You know what the first question would be? For what? Why are you going? What are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you
going
to do there?
What are you doing? Why are you even
going?
Are
there girls there?
What do you need to... Yes, there are females in Las Vegas.
Is your phone charged? What are you guys going to do? Are you going to be spending money? Girls? I've had girls ask me if my phone is charged.
Really? Is that because like you intentionally let it die?
I might have told a girl one time I let it
that
it died.
Because
I just shut it off because I couldn't deal with it anymore.
Yeah, I think my ex used to do that shit.
See?
Yeah.
Did you bring a charger with you?
Especially when he was out at the bar in college.
Okay, so you're saying that the girl,
wait,
the guy,
ASMR queen.
Sorry.
The girl, the
sit
the,
on your hands.
The the guys that are out there hitting on you have no chance, right? If you're in a relationship.
No.
Okay, so I can go to the strip club.
No.
Whoa.
That's a total different thing.
That's entirely different.
That's totally different.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't have a chance. You're paying money to see a naked girl when you can see one for free at home, probably?
I don't. What if I can't?
Yeah, it's so fucking... Go pop off,
also,
queen.
Yeah, also, like, girls' trip doesn't always include half-naked men.
Yeah, no, I've never been on a
girls' trip.
Trip
involves typically half-naked women going out to a bar and getting drunk around a bunch of men that I don't trust.
That's fair. No. I've been on like 2 or 3 bachelorette trips.
You're 21.
Yeah, and you would think right now is going to be my prime that I'm going to go out to bars like that.
No.
But I don't.
That's your prime is like when you're older, it's weird. And like you realize like your standards have to lower because like you waited too long to date. That's coming for you, don't worry.
So if you went out on a girl's trip... You went out wherever. Would you feel comfortable if your guy like sat in the bar?
What do you mean?
Doing his own thing, other side of the bar.
But he's there?
But he's there.
But all my girlfriends are there too. Yeah. But do they have their boyfriends?
No, no, no. I mean, maybe they're all there on the other side of the bar. They're not going to bother you, but they're there.
I'd say that that's husband energy for that guy. That, you know why? Because he's sitting there making sure everyone's safe.
Yep. Yeah, but like also if it's just one man, hell no. That's so weird. And also he's like imposing on,
What's he imposing on?
Because you can't talk to guys if he's there?
No.
Because you would feel weird if a guy came up to you and talked to you if he's there?
No. But if
what's he imposing
on?
If he's
across the room, mm-hmm. totally fine.
Yeah, he's across the room.
Then totally fine.
He's sitting at a booth by himself.
She changed her answer for the podcast, is what she did.
Exposed. So you just admitted you would feel uncomfortable because there's something about girls' trips. I do agree. Girls' trips, boys' trips, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's always going to be some questionable
Something
moments.
Weird's going on. Unless it's like some nerd, like everyone brings their computer over to like game. Like I'll allow that.
I've gone to 2 bachelorette trips in this past year.
Okay.
Or 2 years.
Yep.
The first one was in Canada.
So you could drink.
I was in a relationship at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But my boyfriend was also in college going out to bars.
Okay.
So
you did it out of spite.
No, I didn't do it out of spite. And I wasn't dressed half naked.
Okay. We're going to rewind. Probably also should talk about this. I don't think you should date someone that's going to a different school and like it never works out.
Yeah, that never worked out
never
for me.
Never works out.
Yeah. If my girlfriend's out there going to a different school.
Doesn't work out.
She's just in a different college town than I am. Don't love that.
Yeah, don't love that at all.
Anyways, but...
So here's my question, because I'm gonna interrupt you. I'm sorry. Why does your story matter? Why does it matter that he was going out to the bars? If like it's not a vindictive thing.
He used to be the same thing. Is he was very worried about me going out, but while he was doing the same exact thing.
Well, yeah, if you have a forehead like him, you're gonna be a little insecure.
Stop.
No, I. Yeah, but that's like then you're both worried about each other, but then you're both doing the same thing that makes the other person worried. Like, dude,
but nobody stops that. Yeah. Anyways, but that bachelorette trip, we literally stayed so close knit with just girls. We went out to the bars for like 2 hours, went back home, and then the other 2 nights we stayed at home.
You also went out in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like.
But the other one, we went out to fucking.
If there's
lunch.
One country you could probably leave a girl in, it's probably Canada.
Yeah.
Like, imagine living in Canada with America right there.
I was just saying,
right there. And, so close.
Any guy comes up to you at the bar. Can I buy you a drink, eh?
Yeah. Can I buy you a drink, eh? You're like, oh, I actually have a boyfriend.
Sorry.
But
he's a nice guy.
I bet he's the nicest guy.
He's a real nice guy.
Let me tell you. I bet you if he was here right now, he'd be buying our drinks. So I'm going to buy you and your friends drinks all night, eh? And then
I'm just going to be over here.
Here's my credit card. Just please don't abuse it, eh? And then he just walks out the bar and he leaves you with his credit card.
With his credit card.
Yeah.
He forgets about it.
Yeah. He's like, I'll just cancel it tomorrow morning. Eh?
It's fine. Eh?
Yeah.
He's like, and you know what? Why don't you go ahead and grab Tim Hortons on the morning? little Timmy Hortons, eh? It's Canada. We're talking like American girl strips here.
Go out in Nashville, different story.
Yeah.
I would bring my significant other to Nashville. If I ever went to a bigger city,
What? On a girl's trip, though? You're bringing your significant other?
No, but like, okay. I feel like I am
not going
to
win
not
this.
Not wording things correctly in the way I want to in my head.
I
think you and I have both seen enough to know.
Listen, all right, I'm going to tell a story. Here's why I don't like girls' trips. So I'm a Marine. I'm with Darby. We're walking down the streets of Vegas. I remember this girl comes up to me because I'm in my uniform because I'm being a douchebag that day, right? This girl comes up to me, this whole bachelorette party comes up to me, right? And
thank you for your service. Can I do you a service?
Kind of. They had like this thing where like they had to like do it was.
It was like a scavenger hunt.
Yes. Yeah. One of the things on the list, and I questioned it because the girl comes up to me and she's like, hey, one of the things on the list is we all have to make out with a guy in uniform. Darby wasn't having it because he was dating a girl at the time, I think.
Good job, Darby.
Yeah, and he was being respectful. I was not dating anybody.
This is on their bachelorette trip.
See, that's...
This is on their bachelorette trip.
See, that's like just pushing it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For the bride, too?
And guess who I made out with the as
bride.
Well?
The bride.
The bride.
Yeah.
That was on, she showed me, that was her number one thing. And then it said bonus points if
and
he's
her,
a Marine.
And her, like, bridesmaid, like her maid of honor.
They
probably
all set
put
it
this
up.
Together, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those well, are so here's, shit women.
Well, here's what happened. And I was also very intoxicated at the time. But because, I mean, we were done with the ball at this point. We were just walking the strip. I was drunk before we got
oh,
to the ball.
Oh, you were in your dress uniform.
I was in my dress uniform. Yeah. I was looking like I was dressed to the 12s, you know. I'm a actual 10 in Vegas in uniform, you know. Yeah. We're walking down. Here's what they did. They lined up. And then I had to make out with each one of them. And there were six of them. And then plus the bride. Or like five of them plus the bride. You know, whatever. But then the last one was the bride. And she goes like, she literally was so excited. She supposedly hadn't even drank yet that night. So she just had bad intentions from the get-go.
Wow.
She did it.
Sober.
Sat, like the bachelorette sash. And like, I'm getting married, everything. Like the dress and everything. Yeah.
Do you buy the whole drunk actions or sober thoughts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Drunk actions or sober thoughts. Yep.
Yep.
100%.
Yeah. It's but she was sober. So
that's
hey.
Why you text your ex when you're drunk.
Yeah.
Because you're missing the little exy ex. Well, you are. And that's why you text them. You're going to shoot a little texty text. And so, yeah.
A little texty text to your exy ex.
To my understanding, she was sober at that point. They had just gotten out and they ran into me and I was like the first one that they saw. So.
That's rough, man. That's a bad look.
Yeah.
All right. That makes me not want to get married.
That's what I'm saying though.
Yeah.
It's just, there's just no value in it anymore and I don't like that.
Hmm. There is no value. Everybody is just, I don't know.
Go ahead, state your opinion.
No, come on. This is going somewhere.
Yeah, go ahead. You had a deep thought there for a second.
And the deep thought went floating away.
Oh.
That happens a lot with you, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Right,
but anyways, people just don't value relationships. They don't value marriages. I feel like they don't value friendships.
I value my friendships.
Yeah.
You literally hate me.
Whoa.
I'm kidding.
That's not okay.
No.
You yell at
jokes
me quite
like
often.
I just think that you think that we're friends, and I find that weird. But so here's the thing. Here's my opinion. Anyway, so here's my opinion. Guy friends, you will never find a better soulmate than another guy.
I was just saying how my best friend is my platonic soulmate.
I don't mean that in like a weird like we're gonna go kissy kissy behind the bleachers.
Way.
Yeah,
I mean like okay. Because I think of the military, right? Obviously, that's where my brain goes. And like, right. I think of all my friends that had like lost legs and stuff like that. It wasn't their wives that ended up staying and like taking care of them. It's always their boys.
Yeah.
Like their boys always were there taking care of them. Like they'd do crazy shit for their boy. Like, dude, there's so rare of women that you can find that'll do that. Yeah. It's so rare. And I like, it's just not a valued thing anymore.
How many women were leaving their dudes after they got their legs blown off, though?
A lot.
Right.
Really?
What the?
Yeah. Not initially, yeah, but it happens.
Takes a toll.
Yeah, we had a guy, and I mean, the guy, like, this is like post getting out, but he had a tree fall on him, and he got paralyzed.
Really?
And she almost immediately left him.
Oh, my.
I mean, like, paralyzed in a wheelchair. She, I think it was like the next week, she changed her profile picture, like, started like deleting him off Facebook and then like she dipped. Wow. And they were married for at least 5 years.
Dude.
5-6 years. Yeah.
That dude, that would just
that'd put me over the edge.
God. Yeah. Like who were you even married to at that point?
Well, it's a facade, right? Like it's a fake. It's fake. Dude, my phone is blowing up.
Why honestly, you I don't even think this? We'll be able to hear it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because we couldn't hear the first episode.
Good, because
we couldn't
my
hear
stomach
talk
is
over there.
So
oh, you're like, hungry?
I'm so hungry.
We should do food after this.
Well, I got the next one, but we can go after that. The four of us. Or the five of us. Yeah, four of us. Four. Sorry. I don't really count.
I was homeschooled, but
I was thinking that like, we right here were three people, and then him, and then the other one. I don't know why.
I'm with child.
It's like Josh.
Yeah, we'll take Josh. Joshy poo.
That'd be fine.
The amount of women that I've seen leave their men in difficult situations Not saying that, and it's a little bit different because I don't think the guys are always innocent. I don't think I was innocent in my marriage when I was going through shit.
Yeah.
But,
good job at admitting that.
Have my back, Lincoln. This is why we're not friends. You should have sat there and you should have gaslighted me into being like, honey, you deserved better or something. Just be nice to me. The second one. Yeah. The second divorce. But yeah, right. we'd see women leaving their girls. And I in my personal opinion, don't roast me. I feel like guys wouldn't do the same if it's reciprocated.
Probably not.
Something happens to the woman, he's just like probably more in love than he's ever been.
Yeah.
But that it really depends on the man, I would really say. Because I know that there's some crap men out there that would just leave.
Yeah, but I also think it's less accepted for men to do that.
Okay,
yeah.
But like how many men have left when they knock up a girl?
Okay, yeah, but I don't. It's that's still, not a girl. That's just a guy being a shit father. I don't know that that's a girl with like cancer.
But it's different. Come on.
Because I had a guy friend this is a couple years ago, and she was the best. I mean, she was awesome. She was the best wife, and he would just cheat. And I never confirmed that that's what he was doing until him and I went out. We went out and he had a little too much to drink and he tells me this. And I just remember sitting there and my first initial thought was like, I don't really want to be friends with you anymore. No. And then like my second thought was like, dude, what are you doing? Well, then she decides, I actually convinced him to stay and like work on things and tell her what had happened and try. So he stays, tries, and then she stays. And like forgives, like almost an immediate forgiving thing. They go to marriage counseling. Things are going great. And then he like cheats on her again. And it's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, I get that he just probably didn't like her that much. But like, dude, you've got three kids.
Cheating is a choice.
You got three kids. Yeah, you got a house, mortgages.
It's
a pattern
too. I don't know that it's like you just, I don't know that it's a like or like. Like or not like enough. I feel like you do it.
It's
regardless.
A pattern that you have to actually break yourself.
But my point of the story was, if that was a girl, all the girlfriends are like, "Oh, honey, get it, girl. Like you deserve it. You deserve the best." But like when he told me that to me, I was like, "Yeah, I don't know if we're hanging out anymore. Number one, because I don't want to hear your drama about your sad stories. Mm-hmm. And number two, like, bro, you can't be sad when you did it."
You really, this is your own fault.
I know, that's like, dude, questionable morals too. I wouldn't associate with people like that after something like that.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, you want, so the one thing that Brie Chicken Fry, and I meant to bring this up earlier, she said in her video that she felt like she deserved more than that.
Yeah.
Here's my hot take. No one deserves anything. I'm sorry, no one owes you anything.
No one owes you anything.
So when you find someone that gives you everything when they don't owe you anything, like I think that's your person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because no one really does owe anyone.
No, anything. I mean, because as soon as I saw that, I was thinking back to like my relationships where I got like broken up via text or phone call or divorced or whatever. And I was like, man, those girls didn't owe me anything.
Yeah.
As shitty as that makes them. Well, and you need to learn to accept it too. Like if someone does shitty things to you,
it's all about
it.
Yeah, it's all about your life.
That's a good thing. If they're a shit human, that is a good thing. There's beauty in it because I would rather know that that's a shit person and it gives me closure almost instantly.
Like, dude, because even for you, like you've been ghosted pretty friggin' hard.
Yeah.
That's shit.
Yeah. I would rather get cheated on than get ghosted.
Yeah. I would like to have words with her.
6 weeks into a relationship.
And be like, you suck.
Yeah.
Like, you just need to get your shit together because you're a sucky, sucky person.
Yeah.
That's right. What I would say right to her face.
sucky,
you're a sucky, sucky person.
Because you'd stick up for me?
I would, dude. That kind of gets under my skin.
You look so...
He'd stick up for me. He loves me. He really loves me. That one was... Because like you can find closure. And in that instance, I was like, holy shit, like I've got nothing.
What do I do?
What do I do? Like, do I try? Like, what do I do? I did I had ordered her that particular girl, I had ordered her some shit and it fucking got delivered after that whole thing went down. And I just was like, you know what? I'm gonna write a nice note.
I think you actually said it on
And this. I put it in the mail and I overnighted it and
nothing.
And then, but I think that makes me look good, right?
Yeah.
I'm the good person. There was a girl a couple years ago that I sent a long text to. I mean, it was a long text and it was like, listen, I know I wasn't the best, but I'd just like to have a conversation. And it showed red and then I never got anything back. But like, she doesn't owe me that, right?
Right.
Like, that's
right.
The hard part.
Right.
And when somebody does something bad to you, like Brianna Chicken Fry said, is like, I deserved better.
Yeah.
So many people think they deserve so much out of these people.
And you don't.
You don't. They don't owe you anything. Yeah. They don't owe you an explanation.
Nope.
They don't owe you literally anything.
Yep.
Dude, it was so hard for me to make the mental decision to go through my breakup, like the most recent one.
Yeah.
And the thing that like kind of pushed me over the edge was when I sat down, I was like, dude, it's my life at the end of the day.
Yeah. You don't like, you also don't have to be in charge of other people's feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to do what's best for
but
you.
But I felt like for a long time, I felt like I had to. I felt like I had to, like I had I to mitigate the damage that I was going to cause. That's not my job.
No, it's not. Your job.
I mean, you can
be a nice person, and you can be caring.
You can do it as tactfully as possible.
Right.
Yeah, but you're not responsible for that. Like, there's certain things. I think there are certain things like you owe. Like, I think the only person you really owe anything to is like if you're a parent and like you have a child, you owe that parent.
You owe that child.
Yeah, you owe that child. Like my ex-wife and I, like being good co-parents, like I don't owe that to her.
Great co-parents.
I owe that to the kid, and she owes that to the kid, and that's why we get along.
The kid deserves a lot.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we had a good night last night. So I mean,
what was the costume?
Yeah. What did he go?
Oh, he went as Batman.
Dude, I love it.
Yeah, he went as little Batman. He's
my
because you guys know how like his personality is, and he's like a little scaredy cat. Yeah. Dude, there was like a couple houses he was just like,
I'm not going up to that.
Not going up to that house. I was like, why, dude? Like, you can clearly see they've got Reese's. Like, I need you to man up and go grab some.
I need
Reese's,
you to
dude.
Go grab dad.
Just weren't enough lights on.
I don't know what it was. Just randomly, you'd be like. Don't
he just didn't
go
get,
up to that
he
one.
Didn't get good vibes.
Yeah,
he could feel the vibes from there.
Yeah, dude. And I was like, buddy, you're 7 years old now.
I'll hold your hand while you go up there.
Like, come on, man.
My child was Spider-Man. My little mini-me.
Oh, your little mini-me?
Oh,
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's Spider-Man.
Yeah, because it is a guy.
Yeah.
It's a boy. It's a boy. Yeah.
I got to see him yesterday. He carved a pumpkin. He's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah. It was great, too. His mom and I were, like, boozing.
Yeah.
As we were walking around.
Love that.
Oh, dude, that's a great time.
Yeah. Dude, I can't wait to be a parent though.
That's why I was bummed I didn't get to go with my family last night because all my siblings ended up going to their friends' houses.
We should have just came with you guys.
What?
We could have
just came with you guys.
With you
and
oh, that would have been great. That would have been hilarious. That would have been a fun time, yeah. Well, she always forces me. Here's the problem. This is only
here's
complaint.
The problem.
She forces me into these positions with people that she like knows or works with that fucking hate me.
Yeah, this is my ex-husband.
It makes me uncomfortable. And so the only reason why I had a good time last night was because they weren't with us. It was just her and I.
Yeah.
And we were boozing the whole time. And so like it was a good time. We were laughing, we were chatting, and boozing while our kids walking around.
That's so fun though.
We broke into someone's house and like went to the bathroom. It was one of my client's houses. She's technically my friend, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I texted him, he's like, this side door's open, we're not in there. I'm like, sweet. We went in the side door and we went to the bathroom. It was great. It's a good time.
Nice. Because every time I went out with my family, the neighbors have like jello shots and little shooters.
That's so cute.
They didn't have that this year in that neighborhood. They normally have like jello shots.
Oh,
and
I remember
stuff.
Going around as a kid. My parents, it was like every other house, there was a cooler of jello shots. And my parents would just be like, every time.
Dude, I want to be that house though.
I couldn't
that
tell
is
you.
So cool.
This is the crazy part. Cause like I know I'm only 8 years older than you. This is what's weird. When I was a kid, parents didn't go out with their kids. Like you just
sent your kids.
You just. I mean, I think 6 years old. I think my grandma came out with us, but once I hit 7, you just
you
go run around.
Well, yeah. By the time I think I was like 9 or 10, my parents let me walk to the other neighborhood and just go. But there were a couple years they definitely still like kind of followed around.
I don't live in, I didn't live in a neighborhood.
But dude, I also was a lot like Declan when I was a kid, and I made my parents come with me.
See, I couldn't imagine Declan would never go by himself. Like, it started sprinkling last night, and he was like, I don't know if I want to go out.
Yeah.
It's the rain.
Yeah. that was me as a kid, I swear.
This
I
weather not, is not really
It's not really
super.
Conducive for candy collection tonight.
I don't know if I want to get scared tonight.
Yeah. It was he's a funny kid. He's hilarious.
Then one year I went out. It's probably like sophomore year. It snowed.
Oh yeah, it snowed last year,
2014, 2015 maybe.
It snowed last year. It was pretty. I mean, last night was great because I was in like a hoodie and just walking around boozing.
Everybody said the weather was great.
It was amazing.
Last night.
Mine's like the sprinkling beforehand, but
even if it was sprinkling, dude.
Last year it was snowing and trick or treating was done by about 6:45 because all the
last year that I was sucks. With my family and I was frigid. Dude.
Yeah, it was.
I had hand warmers and a mug filled with. I had warmed apple cider in the microwave and put like Maker's Mark in it.
Yeah. We have the best tradition though. So here's like we went and got mom. We go trick or treating, we're boozing, we go back, we grab McDonald's, we go back to the house, and then this is where the fun starts.
Start
right?
Sorting your candy.
You start sorting the candy.
Yeah.
Mom likes Kit Kats. Yep. Dad likes Reese's. So those get sorted out first. It's called the dad mom tax.
Yeah.
And then he gets to pick his candy. But the best part was my.
What do you mean pick his candy? Do you make him throw stuff out?
No. Like which candy goes to which house? You know.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So like he took like a big bag of candy back to my house. He keeps some there. The Kit Kats obviously stay. We don't care about those. We take the majority of the Reese's, and then we get home and I'm like, hey,
Reese tax
time. And then I take a Reese's and I eat the Reese's, but. He was so proud. Like he came out of the one, he's like, Dad. And he like pulls out, it's a king size like Reese's. Mm. And he like shows it to me and I'm like, dude,
you are my son.
I fudging love you, dude.
Does he go with a pillowcase?
No, he took like a big bag yesterday. Okay. He's a weak little kid. I love you, dude. But like last year, he took like a little pail and we get like halfway full. He's like, Dad, like, I can't carry it anymore. Yeah. It's like we have to dump it into like a bigger bag.
You should put a backpack on him. The opposite direction.
There was one kid with a backpack on yesterday. And that kid, I looked at him. I was like, that's the move right there. Because that kid was running just everywhere.
No, do you
want to
know what
house.
The move was? So my dad actually taught me this. Because dad played hockey growing up. I played hockey growing up. Just throw your hockey pads on. Put a pair of rollerblades on. I was hitting 3 or 4 times the amount of houses as most of the other kids.
Yeah. Then did you go back and change your costume and then go
back?
Yeah,
you do the neighborhood twice.
Yeah. We would do 3 times. Every neighborhood 3 times.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'd start early. Like literally, it's not even dark yet. Yeah. We're out in our first costume and that's like your shit costume.
Yeah.
But like that's like your mask so no one can see you.
Yeah.
And then like as the night progresses and it gets darker outside, you wear less stuff because they're never going to know. And we'd start in our neighborhood. We'd go to the far neighborhood, come back. Takes you like 45 minutes tops. Come back, switch, empty the pillowcases, go back out. Another one.
You guys probably had mounds of candy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, it was stupid.
Yeah.
It was stupid. We would eat candy for months.
Yeah.
So what was the age that you guys stopped trick-or-treating?
It was like 10.
You said sophomore year over here, babe.
Yeah.
You waited till sophomore year? Are you shitting me?
I said it. Okay, maybe it wasn't sophomore year. I think I just threw that
and
out.
And he looked forward to it all year too. Like, you know he did.
I didn't even know that I went out. I remember
you probably just,
wearing...
But you had younger siblings. So
yeah, but
you
I,
probably went
yeah,
out. My,
so,
my brother went
used
out
to
for
go
years
to,
afterwards.
We used to go to the firehouse in Brighton. Mm-hmm. And I always liked doing that because you trick-or-treat inside the firehouse. They pull all the fire trucks out. You trick-or-treat around the outside of it. And there's like stations. And then you go inside and they have popcorn balls and like cider and donuts. And like there's an activity usually and face painting and some other stuff. And so we always started there and then we would go hit neighborhoods. And I remember I dressed up and that year I basically just wore like my motocross jersey, just no boots because you can't walk in those things.
No.
and then my chest protector and my neck guard. And we did the firehouse, and then my parents came back, and they went and hit a neighborhood and then dropped me off at the high school because there was a football game that night. But I wasn't playing. So I know – that's how I know it was sophomore year before because it was a varsity game.
And you were I was like 10 years old when we stopped. Yeah. That was too cool for school.
Also, they pulled out the – freshman maybe. Our football team had sideline jackets, which you know are like those big jackets that fit over the football pads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They had never pulled them out before, and they never pulled them out after that. Even when I was on varsity, and especially when I was on JV, I was like, dude, why are they – like what – we don't get access to these. It's just these kids that got them.
Yeah, I'm also a huge like believer though. Like as much as I'm shitting on you, as like the older kids going out and trick or treating, like I'm all about it.
Go for as long as you possibly can.
I'm cool with it. I'd rather them do that than do the
others. I would have gone this year if I had gotten my costume put together.
Because the thing of it is like we. Well, dude, I'm telling you, being like in your late 20s or like having a kid is the shit. You can wear a costume if you want to.
Oh yeah.
You get to booze cruise.
You get to trick or treat with your kids again.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. you get
candy while they're doing all the work.
Mm-hmm.
It's the shit. I love it.
That's so fun. Having kids, you get to relive your childhood.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm
but
not.
But you have to like take care of the kids.
You know, I'm not telling him that the lines aren't straight when he cuts the grass. So it's not too much of a relive it kind of a thing, but.
That's funny.
I do enjoy booze cruising with my kid doing shit. I'm also going to be the dad
with
that gets
my kid.
Everything. The last 15 minutes, by the way, has been we were booze cruising.
We're talking about treating kids.
Well, like the parents are all driving around in like their little golf carts. Boozing.
I was going to say if me and my wife don't look at each other someday before like any
football game,
parent teacher conference. Are we pre-gaming
shots?
This shit?
Shots.
Yeah, 100%.
We're pre-gaming this, right?
Yeah.
Thank God.
I rolled up. This is the best story. So this morning, I still have the 24 rack in my car.
Yeah.
Right. My son. I forgot about it. My son had to jump over it this morning to get out, and they like open the door for you. And so the guy opens the door and looks straight at the 24 rack. I'm looking back. I look down, and I'm like, oh my God. And we just kind of like locked eyes with each other. He smiles, and I'm like, he's judging me. Yeah, he's judging me.
He thinks I'm gonna go home.
He thinks I've already been booze cruising this morning because I've got a 24 rack in my back seat right
like,
now.
Yeah. Hold on, Declan. We're actually gonna pick up some booze before I drop you off.
Oh man,
yeah,
it was a good time.
Daddy's got to get his fix.
Well, so I remember my parents had gone to It was actually, I know exactly what it was. It was one of my football practices. So like late summer when football starts, school hasn't started yet. And they went and grocery shopped. And then my dad bought a six pack. And I guess my parents had the Suburban, the one that I've got now.
Yeah.
They grabbed the six pack, went and parked in the parking lot of like the football field and opened the tailgate and sat there and split a six pack. Watched us play like practice football.
That's
like,
adorable. I feel though.
Like it's getting to the point in time where like that's not really socially acceptable.
No,
anymore.
It's so.
And I don't get it, dude.
Because like that wasn't that long ago. That was maybe
10 years ago.
No, it was maybe 12 years ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
Also, there was a time. It was a long time ago, but drinking and driving was an actual thing, and it was okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know that that's the hill we
want
to die on.
We're not going down that path, but that was a thing that was acceptable, was drinking
even,
and driving.
Even, honestly, even in, like, the early 90s, like,
it was,
as long as it was in a paper bag, you were
drinking. It was concealed.
Like, no one really gave a shit, right? Because, like, my uncle used to always say, because he'd put it in a bag and we'd go, you know, down the road, and he'd always look at me and be like, they won't pull you over if it's in a paper bag. And I was like, I think that's a crock of shit. I remember being like four.
That's like going five over the speed limit. Say they won't pull you over if you go five over.
But dude, if you talk to the police officers back then, that was a thing.
Yeah.
They just wouldn't pull you as long as it was a paper bag. Like they wouldn't pull you. They didn't care.
Nobody can't. They can't really prove
30 years
it.
Later, look
and
at where we're
like
at now.
It's like that blackberry liquor shit, too.
Yeah. What
is it?
Backwoods or whatever.
Peppermint schnapps. Was like,
yeah.
He'd always give me some of that when we would go hunting. He'd be like, put some little hair on your chest.
It'll make you warm.
Yeah. Or like he'd
warm me up.
Yeah. Like he'd say that with that and like Salisbury. We'd eat like Salisbury steak. He's like, put a little hair on your chest.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's different times. It just sucks that someone ruined it for me as a parent to just be able to go to like a tailgating pregame high school football game and like get trashed and like talk shit to their team.
Ruined it. You?
Someone ruined it because you can't do that anymore. It's not socially acceptable.
I thought you were talking about your marriage. Sorry.
No.
No.
No, no. It's like, yeah, but I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, but like,
are you kidding me? My ex-wife's dope. Like, if she wanted she wanted to, if we wanted, like, we boozed around last night walking around.
Okay. But also, so my one thing I love.
Nobody knows what the moms are putting in their Stanley Cups these days.
Oh, dude, it's all wide. Like, if there is a cold event outside and there is a tumbler and they're holding it in a weird way, it is witch's brew wine.
They're a little more smiley.
They warm it up in the microwave.
Always warm, yeah. I know what the girls are doing.
The one thing I love about my ex's family was the football field in the town that they lived in. They owned the lot next to it that literally lined up with the football field on like the visitor side.
Mm.
And they'd invite everybody, like their close friends and family, and they'd tailgate and they'd grill and they'd have a campfire and watch the football game. And
it's not school grounds.
And it's not school grounds. And people would just get trashed. And it was a great time. It was awesome.
That's fun.
And it was like, it was such a vibe because nobody could actually tell you that you can't do this because it was your own property.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the dream.
But you could literally watch the football game and have a drink. And it was so fine.
Have you ever seen, this is like, I only know this because I feel like I saw it on like one of the weird real estate pages. There's like a house, and I think it's Lambeau Field. That's like 600 feet from Lambeau Field, and there's like parking lot around it.
The red house?
I don't know if it's red.
Oh.
He's doing typing in there.
I hear keyboards clicking.
He's doing typing.
Oh, time. Yeah. We're looking at time.
Yeah. All right. the only other thing I wanted to bring up was the Mike Van White controversy. So I brought this up to Lakin on the way up here. I told you about it.
Yeah.
So there's this guy, Mike Van White. He's a fitness influencer. He's on YouTube. And he's like, he is the like old guard bodybuilder, like steroids type of, you know, right? There's another guy, Jeff Nippard, who is a new guard, like natural bodybuilder, right? There's a bit of a size difference too. Like the Nippard guy is what, 5'4", 5'6", and Mike Van Wyck's got to be 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah.
And I guess they got into it at the gym. Mike kind of like walked past him, said something like, I don't know what the comments were, but Jeff was like trying to stay out of it. Jeff was actually filming that day, had his cameraman there with him, and then Mike came up and literally said like two or three more words and then grabbed him by the throat and pushed him to the ground.
Oof.
Yeah. The guy that was
filming.
And
then did it again.
The guy that was filming, or he had a cameraman, whatever, Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay. His cameraman also did not have to be in the other guy's face that much. So I feel like it was instigated just a little bit.
Well, there's CCTV. I still haven't seen it.
There's CCTV.
I'm just waiting for it's not real news until Joey Swole comments
on it. Here we go. This is the bit. So Jeff is in the light shirt.
Wow.
He told him to turn the camera off. He didn't turn the camera off, and then he did that.
Yeah. But that
not
gym,
saying that was the
that
the
gym,
cause
by
of
the
it.
Way, does allow filming. So
yeah, but if someone doesn't want to be
and then he does
filmed,
it one more time.
That other guy thinks he's going to do something.
Ooh, that's a little much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anyways, Jeff is now suing him for battery.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, as you should.
Slay.
As you should.
Then he shoved the other guy.
Yeah. Then he shoves the cameraman.
Oh, yeah, that guy's going down. It's not real news, though, until Joey Swole comments on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so in part, exes suck. If you're beautiful, that doesn't mean anything.
We didn't even talk about exes.
Well, exes suck. And if you're beautiful.
No, we kind of did. We talked about Zach Bryan being a shithead.
Yeah, but it's not our exes.
We talked about your forehead.
Breaking Tom Brady's heart.
Shut up.
I can't.
It's yeah.
Too easy to make fun of him. Good episode.
Good episode.
All right, guys. We'll see you soon. Hopefully. Right.
Hopefully next couple weeks. Maybe we'll.
A little Friendsgiving action.
A little Friendsgiving pod.
Friendsgiving pod.
We can share food and thought.
We're not sharing our sweet potatoes and green bean casserole.
I don't like sweet potatoes.
I love stuffing.
Hot take. We're going to end it on that, though. Okay.
Bye.
Good pod, guys.